Part 3, The Anthem. Now, open your ears and hear the anthem ringing through the sanctuary. Hear the organ pipes bellow and their notes cascading through the air. Trains upon trains of tones in concert, rushing like whitewater all around you. Hear the voices roaring out a song for every mural in every corner of this room. Voices of those still living, those who have died, and those only imagined, thundering as one as they chant the great theme that unifies this creation under one purpose and one heavenly vision. That dream of salvation that justifies all striving, that heavenly destination that inspires every step of our pilgrimage, that highest good hope for, that sets our heights and tells us each moment whether we are closer or farther away. They chant the anthem to the prized ideal that propels this creation forward through all confusion and all hardship along the way of becoming. Some are drawn toward dreams of luxury, others to reputation or glory, others simply to quiet solitude. And they gauge their every move based on how much closer or farther they are to or from this dream of heaven. But I have found that all other pictured paradises fail ultimately to deliver the one thing the soul most desires, which is only and has always been the fullness of life. All else fails except for the exhaustless ideal and goodness of the love of God and the spotless vision of His people, rich in peace and flourishing as the united body of Christ. And this unifying theme, which I love to sing with all my soul, has given me the gift of all gifts, a purpose eternal, and an unspeakable joy. Part 4, that they may be one in us. Now when I look out and see life growing and striving all around me, both in the city and in the open country, I am sometimes subtly and secretly astonished. When I think of life's immense history, building endlessly through time into groups of bodies and bodies of groups, into mosaics of mosaics of mosaics, always greater and greater communities of cells to construct the many vessels of God. And I am beginning to see the vast sea of faces that lives within everyone and that lives within me. Faces of people who received the gifts of life and poured them out again and again for others. The faces of those that have laid down their lives both dramatically and habitually for their loved ones. And I see glimpses of the work of salvation and the hope of heaven that inspires the worship within each of us and gives us the direction, strength, and inspiration to grow day after day. All of these, the journey of organic life processing through time, the impressions of many that live within us, and the hope of heaven that we cling to, all of these currents carry and define each of us. Each person contains within them an ecosystem and a metropolis, a testament and an iconography, a hope and a luminous dream of the future. Who could ever fully know the depths that live in any one single person? But we know that while we may contain worlds within us, we, too, live as a creature within a greater ecosystem, as a cell within a larger body. It should come as no surprise, then, that just as the cells within us work together to form one creation, so too are we drawn together in unity throughout our world. All of life is given the same idea towards a single-minded pursuit of unity. whether that life be within us or whether it be us ourselves. So we are the ones who inherit this great unifying work of life and undertake it in the world around us. Why else would we be incessantly huddling together, networking and nation building all over creation? It's in our DNA, embedded on our conscience and flowing in our blood, to seek to be a part of a greater wholeness. And so we naturally form families, friend circles, churches, and communities, and work to build up commerce, cities, nations, and make global alliances. We hear the call of unity and answer it in the world abroad. As we design, engineer, and build systems of government and energy grids, along with vast transportation, trading, and communication networks that span the entire planet. And we answer the call to unity within as we congregate in our temples and in our churches, in every time and culture, under the grand hope that the greatest themes of our personal testaments and our spirit's truest visions of heaven are ultimately synonymous with one another's, sharing one heart. And why shouldn't they be? We all inherit them from one Creator in one shared creation. To be united as one body, that is the whole aim of life. Whether it be in the biological forms of this world or in the sanctuary of our souls, or in our communities and our nations, life looks to and longs for this one and only destiny in the heart of our Creator and in the code of His creation, which streams from His imagination and is given shape and breath with His power. The movement towards unity refrains again and again and again. And a unified body must also be of one mind, must feed on the same life-giving truth and drink from the same life-giving wellspring. And this water, bread, and wine of life that we partake in is offered to us by the Lord of creation, so that we may eat, drink, and become one people in Him. Then, when the highest worship that takes place in the hidden sanctuary of our hearts is aligned with the hearts of our brothers and sisters, and this inner synchronicity is boldly expressed outwardly with one another, then we come to share one heavenly dream and vision. Then we become one body with one mind under one name. The great communion that we anticipate is the final union of the Lamb and His bride, our world, when we and all of creation partake in and join the united body of Christ. And so, as we share in this eternal body and blood, let us pray with glad and confident hearts. Come union, come unity, amen and amen. On the night before His death, Christ said these parting words to His disciples and friends. I do not pray for these alone, but also for those who believe in Me, through their word, that they all may be one, as You, Father, are in Me, and I in You, that they also may be one in Us, that the world may believe that You sent Me. And the glory which You gave Me, I have given them, that they may be one just as We are one, I in them and You in Me, that they may be made perfect in one, and that the world may know that You have sent Me and have loved them as You have loved Me. Part 5, Prayer of Thanksgiving. I am not My own. My body has been nourished and grown thanks to the continued sacrifices of a great many living things, things that thrived and grew just as I do. O Lord, teach me to say grace with a humble heart, full of genuine thankfulness for your ceaseless provision, and lead me to honor you with my life, knowing well the cost of my flourishing. My perspective and thoughts, which I hold so dear to me, are equally not my own. I have been fed on the vision, guidance, and insights of so many others, and from the Spirit of Truth. They are the soil that all my thoughts sprout from. Their invaluable lessons and charity have shaped me inside and out. Oh Lord, if I were to live simply for my own sake, I would have no purpose to live for that would not inevitably lead to futility, emptiness, or misery. But you have given me purpose and joy abundant because you have shared with me your Spirit and given me a strong family, good mentors, and dear friends to show me your heart and feed me with their time, gifts, and energy. And so my soul has come to know you and now joins in singing the only anthem worth of everlasting repetition. Christ, my teacher and dear friend, teach me to see you everywhere, everywhere that life sacrifices itself for others, everywhere that life blooms and flourishes and grows, everywhere that life strives towards harmony and unity. In you is the courage and compassion that lays down one life for another. In you is the peace and forgiveness that leads to wholeness and unity. In you we are created and ever sustained. Christ, in you we drink from the river and water of life, and in you we are given the bread and blood of your passion that joins our hearts and minds together as we partake in Holy Communion with you and with all who belong to your body. Teach my heart to always sing a song of thankfulness to you for the many sacrifices that have been given to me and that continue to be given to me even today. For they have made me who I am. Without these gifts, which you have given, I know now that nothing of myself would be at all. Let humility be my foundation, and give me the strength to repay this deep debt of gratitude with joy and love in all that I do and say, from this day forth and forevermore. Amen.